Hyperion Audiobooks presents
When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops?
Written and read by George Carlin.
Major funding for this book was made possible by deliberately starving a family of four in Tennessee. This is dedicated to my amazing daughter Kelly, keeper of the sacred DNA, citizen of the universe, and one of America's few really good Buddhist poker players. And all love to my troll mate, the sweet Sarah Jane. A few quotes. Of course the people don't want war, but after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for a lack of patriotism and exposing the country to greater danger. Hermann Göring, at the Nuremberg Trials. Here's a quote from an Irish woman. All tears are the same. Oscar Levant, so little time, so little to do. S.J. Perlman, the main obligation is to amuse yourself. And Sally Wade said, Today's another day, time to play. I'm an outsider by choice, but not truly. It's the unpleasantness of the system that keeps me out. I'd rather be in a good system. That's where my discontent comes from, being forced to choose to stay outside. My advice? Just keep moving straight ahead. Every now and then you find yourself in a different place. Here's a holiday message. Since this book comes out in the fall, I'd like to take advantage of this early opportunity to wish all of you an enjoyable Christmas season and a happy new year filled with good fortune. Of course, I realize this can't happen for everyone. Some of you are going to die next year, and others will be crippled and maimed in accidents, perhaps even completely paralyzed. Still others will be stricken with diseases that can't be cured, or will be horribly scarred in fires. And let's not forget the robberies and the rapes. There'll be lots of them. Therefore, many of you will not get to enjoy the happy and fortunate New Year I'm wishing for you at this moment. So, just try to do the best you can.